A parliamentary inquiry has been told an estimated $3.7 billion is being lost annually from the NDIS through fraud or unintentional misuse of funds. The National Disability Insurance Agency says losses to scams, errors, or other non-compliance have threatened the government's efforts to reduce NDIS spending growth from over 10% per year to just 2% per annum over the next 4 years. But the NDIA says fraud across all government programs amounted to less than 1% of total expenditure in 2022 and 2023. Senior Disability Insurance Agency official John Dardo says the NDIS was deployed in a rush and entry standards were quite low for the market.
This is not a scheme that you can audit or prosecute into compliance. By definition, if you want to build integrity into the design, you've got to do more things at the front to know who is claiming, what they're claiming for, whether it's consistent with what we need, whether they've got, attributes that make them look like a genuine provider.